So welcome to those at home and welcome to those who will join us later on. We were just happily saying about how in Navadvip we had an expression that Sri Chaitanya Sarasat Mat, where every day is a festival for those who participate, for those who join in. And here, I was reminded of this by being here with around 40 devotees here this evening on a gentle evening in Thailand. So we are here and here to serve. What is my duty? Normally we will sit with the mridanga and kartels. It's Kartik. It's the last few days of the Kartik month. This month, each evening, we sing in addition. We sing the Sri Chaitanya Shikshastakam verses or songs, bhajans, composed by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur for each of the Shikshastakam verses. Except verse 8, only the first part, correct? We sing. The rest we don't sing for verse 8. And today is Ekadashi here, but we know around the world Ekadashi can be different dates. But here we are following Ekadashi. And if nothing else, why? Some scientists say why, but we do not know. But on Ekadashi days, we kind of think it's Ekadashi when we wake up. Because on Ekadashi, it is one of those few mornings when we are thinking, oh, when's breakfast? Throughout the month, we may not be thinking about breakfast, but it is coming. But on Ekadashi, somehow, we think, when's breakfast? But we have to be reminded that Ekadashi, it is told, it's a day when our senses are more awake, alert, but our senses should be controlled on this day, particularly should be under control, hence our fasting from grains, some regulation, and rather the senses of Krishna. It is his day to enjoy, as it were, to accept happily the offerings of the devotees. So it's Krishna's day. So today is Ekadashi, and Gurudev and Guru Maharaj, we have experience, we have repeated eyewitness and directly told situations where we know that they both definitely emphasize that, okay, many things the devotee is a little relaxed about doing, but not to be relaxed about following Ekadashi, at least in the sense of no grains. No grains, beans, lentils, that kind of thing. Gurudev made that very clear repeatedly, and Guru Maharaj in earlier time also made it clear. So we will follow that, knowing their wish, and not to think, oh, I'm not living in the temple, I'm a family person, it doesn't matter. No, it matters. We know it matters, because Gurudeva said so. And Mahaprabhu, as Gauranga Sundar, before he was sannyas, he made one request of his mother. Mother, please do not take grains on Ekadashi. And she said, yes, my son. Of course, you say that, I shall never take grains on Ekadashi. Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Sundar, could have asked many things, but that he asked. So, we will see all of these things together and understand that Ekadashi, it is Krishna's day, it is very helpful for devotion. The many why's, we can be why for a long time, but our Gurudevs clearly, right in front of us, they have made it very clear that we are to follow Ekadashi, at least not to take grains. It's not that you can't have breakfast. We know in Navadvip they don't give breakfast. That's the tradition. But we never saw any chastisement or any displeasure when we see that some of the devotees are buying fruit because they are thinking, oh, I need some to take something in the morning. Guru said, yes. But the temple, we are not giving prasad that morning, following in the footsteps of Guru Maharaj, the standard he set in Navadvip. But the devotees, they can take themselves some annukalpa, something which is not with grains, they can get some fruit to keep the tummy quiet until the middle of the day. And then many of the Western devotees in Navadvip, they thought and said very happily, oh, I think Ekadashi, this is the best prasadam of the month, because otherwise they are getting a very standard issue, rice dal sabji, rice dal sabji, rice dal sabji, day by day. So on Ekadashi, there is no rice, there is no dal, and the sabji is a different dal, so some variety. But I can say that the Navadvip and traditional, not just Navadvip, but the Bengali style of diet, where it is very regulated and healthy. The body is very regulated and healthy, and we see everybody is nourished by the rice dal sabji program, starting with the bitter, the green, something small, it's green, then the rice and the dal, then the sabji, and then ending with the chutney. The bitter at the beginning wakes up your mouth, wakes up your digestion, very good for digestion. Then all the main foodstuffs, prasadam, and then at the end, the chutney. And chutney, it is sweet and hot, hot and sweet. And at the end, that is very good for the digestion, juices, etc. At the end, after you've taken it. And then after that, some little sweet. But this regular daily menu, if you like, it was very good for the body. The body always knows what it's getting. It becomes very regulated. And in Dum Dum Park, in the early days at least, we knew what we would have every evening if we were there. We'd have chapati and papaya sabji. Green papaya sabji. Every evening. Well, except Ekadashi. Even then on Ekadashi you'd have papaya sabji, but without the chapati. And that time, Shripad Bhakti Prapanna Tirtha Maharaj, he's running the ashram. This is when it is a small bungalow before the main temple came. But every evening he did that. And he said, why? Because this way we are not always thinking, oh, what are we going to want to taste this evening? Like, always trying to think of something new, different, inventive, different tasting. But this way, in the evening, the papaya sabji, it is very healthy. It is light, it's giving you some nourishment, but it is light because it's the end of the day. I mean, really, they're taking prasadam 9:15, 9:30, then going to rest, getting up at 3:30 in the morning. So you don't want to have heavy evening meal, and it is good for making your body clean in the morning time. So Tirtha Maharshi said, so when this is the best thing, why will we think, oh, we will make like this, or like this, like this. Then we make one sabji. But it did change a little later. Harmonious dealing with the environment. But Ekadashi, here also, is very wonderful prasad on Ekadashi, and we've had many wonderful prasadam. You can say feasts, but it's meant to be annu kalpa, little. Annu means a little. All right, so we're all joined here this evening. And again, they've put me here, surrounded by black in the corner. And everyone sitting here in front of us. But at least some light, I can see the devotees.
And a glass of water.
And a glass of water. Acha, it is camouflaged, black and white, on the black and white floor. So tell me, I'm with you. Normally we'd chant some bhajan, read from the book, and continue, but am I meant to be answering questions or addressing something?
Yes, we've got many questions. And also
many questions!
Yes. And also I want to read some letter from Mahima Mai Didi from Sochi.
Yes. Please excuse, I haven't replied you, but I'll get to replying you very soon.
Dear Srila Gurudev, please accept my humble obeisance. In the last lecture, you said that you would like to know about the feelings of those who were first on the parikrama.
Yes.
And since I'm one of them, and please let me thank you for the care and your attention you showed throughout the entire parikrama and to all members of our group. And also your care and attention you showed throughout the entire parikrama. And thank you for your always interesting parikrama, even the shortest. And especially I remember our early morning parikrama, 5 a.m. immediately after Mangala Arati. The sun had not risen yet and we have already made the parikrama, and you brought us to the most beautiful places, and I will always know in what kind of place and where we need to go, because it was very interesting and good for all of us. Despite very busy organizing and other service, you always find time for each of us and shared your advices. Munindra Prabhu once said to me, Srila Maharaj Madhusudan is friend of the Western devotees. May we too someday fall so good luck, which is the Western devotees. Again and again, thank you for everything. Sincerely, Mahima Mai Didi.
Hare Krishna. It's not only me. Actually, when we went to Vrindavan this time, we went to Vrindavan, Govardhan and Puri, but Keshavananda Prabhu and Priya Krishna Devi Dasi and Paramatma Prabhu and Punya Shloka Prabhu, Sandeep Krishna Prabhu, they are the devotees who made the arrangement. I was the servant. We are happily in the servant capacity. It means we're always in the servant capacity, but really they were managing everything, and that gave us some free time. While they are doing other things, we are able to show the devotees some of the places that they've come to see. Why have they come to Govardhan and Vrindavan? And our simple point was that we can sit and chant japa in our room, but when we've come to the holy dham, we can also chant japa while doing parikrama and see some places on them in the middle, in the meantime. So. And it's much more difficult to fall asleep while walking and chanting your japa. So we actually went for japa walks in the morning and went to the different places. And really, it's always a combined effort. But we appreciate that you are expressing gratitude. We are expressing gratitude for all those who made it possible, and gratitude to those who came. And really, it is good for us. Guru Maharaj said we have to learn the theory and science of gratitude. So we are happy to be able to be in the gratitude department to each other.
And the first question is, please describe what is seva, real seva. I'm very tired, but I heard while you're doing seva, it's impossible to get tired. What's wrong with me?
Seva is life-giving, this Guru Maharaj said. And seva is not depleting energy, but it is giving energy. Yes, this is all very true. However, we must be realistic, and we all have experience, especially at festival times, that we can be on the go, literally, from 3:30 a.m. until 11 o'clock at night, and still with things to do. By 11 o'clock at night, anybody who's been on the go all day, this, doing this, this, truly, they're exhausted. So you cannot think, that we cannot say that, oh, because I'm doing seva, I'm never going to need to sleep and rest, etc. again. But rather, the resting is also part of seva. So, yes, we may get exhausted, we may get tired. But we will go on, and the overall result is actually life-giving. And we know we can get very tired, but then even a short rest and you're back up on your feet, and then life is going on. But we must differentiate a little bit about the mundane strength of the body, how much can the body do, and the internal strength of seva. But for those who are doing full seva, which yesterday evening we heard about Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj chanting japa, but what is his chanting of japa? What kind of seva is involved there? And Raghunath Das Goswami chanting japa, what kind of seva is involved there? And for 22 and a half hours per day, it's told that Srila Raghunath Das Goswami engaged in seva. And for 1.5 hours, he engaged in the necessities of the body and in resting. Not the other way around. Not 1.5 hours of seva and 22.5 hours of doing other things. Oh no, I did seva today. 1.5 hours I did some cooking and washed the pots or something. That's the opposite, and that's 1.5 hours. 22.5 hours doing seva. This is the extreme example that Raghunath Das Goswami showed. And what is seva proper? We will try to see that we are situated under the guidance and shelter of senior Vaishnava, of Guru, but sometimes this will be delegated from Guru. And this inevitably is happening. This is happening in the time of Guru Maharaj, Guru Dev, Srila Prabhupada, Saraswati Thakur. There's always some delegation. It's not that everybody can only get instruction. No, I won't listen to anybody else. I'll only do what my Guru says. It is not the case. But we need to be in the line of our Gurus. We want to be under the shelter of the senior Vaishnavas. So, seva, by my own idea, we will do something that may or probably may not be seva. But if I can get instruction from somebody who I have faith in, and not only instruction, but I'm accepting that instruction and taking it on my head and not think, oh no, I don't think I like to do that. Can I do something else? That's also, you know, what is instruction? Is it, oh, we're just simply asking that they will give a tick mark to something I want to do just to please myself, just to please me? But what do they want for me to do? And there is one thing you did not really want to hear from Gurudev, but we have witnessed, we have seen Gurudev with certain, in certain situations, devotees coming and then they more or less, it means, okay, different, every individual interaction is different, but you can say some idea that devotees are coming, trying to assert to Gurudev what they want to do. And Gurudev saying, actually, such and such, and trying to steer them in a bit of a different direction that he wants. They say, your energy will be better used in this way. And then the disciple or the devotee is kind of resisting what Gurudev is saying and saying their own ideas about something. And then Gurudev saying, then you may do as you wish. Then you may do as you wish. But actually, we want to hear from Gurudev, do this. The do as you wish means, okay, now I've failed in coming to Gurudev to ask something. And in China, the beginning of the Chinese devotees coming, the introduction to China of our school, our teaching of Gurudev and Guru Maharaj came through Sripad Yudhamanyu Prabhu Seva Vikram. And Yudhamanyu Prabhu, he has one, has many qualities, but one quality that Gurudev would repeatedly use as an example when he's talking to others about this quality. That quality is, whatever I will say, he will do that. And he simply asks me, what do you want, Gurudev? What do you want? And Gurudev said, sometimes I, talking with him to see what is suitable. Is this possible? Is that possible? And he's saying, Gurudev, whatever you want, that I will do, whether it is easy or difficult or anything else. And so he led an extraordinary life in the sense of he actually was in Thailand before, somewhere in Thailand, teaching English in a university. He was in Chiang Mai. Oh, wow. And then he got an opportunity to go to China to teach English at university level to the students. And then he came to Gurudev and asking Gurudev. And at each step, he's just simply asking Gurudev, this opportunity has come. Do you want me to do this or not? And so Gurudev, he very much appreciated that. There's no, if he asked one thing, you don't mind if he's saying, yes. Ask another thing, yes. Always, yes. But what do you want? Yes. And that was his life from, he was preaching first in South Africa. Our South African devotees have come through him. Then he was in San Jose in California and basically established the temple in San Jose at that time and helped to run and so many things. And then in Thailand and in China. But whatever it was, what do you want, Gurudev? So we want to be like that. Savor will be as much savor as it is coming to us from above. And special souls, they will be able to see, oh, this needs to be done, that needs to be done. But that should always be with the tick mark. Not, oh, you do as you wish, but an actual tick mark from the senior section. And ideally from Guru.
Also, we have similar question, like, is it right to choose seva by your inner feelings and interests?
Well, that's choosing seva. And ideally, you see, the moth is attracted by the light and then flies in the light and now his soul has gone in front of Giriraj. Hare Krishna, little moth. There we are. Is that the same moth? Must have been a big moth. Okay, anyway, sorry, some sacrificed creatures flying into the lamp. We must learn from that, not to think, oh, we should be attracted by the material world. It is like the moth flying into the fire. This is what is happening, this material plane. Savor will be given from above, but we can make our strengths and weaknesses known to our seniors. But finally, it will be their judgment. But in the meantime, then within the structure where we are, naturally we should try to use our good capacity. Oh, I'm good at whatever it may be, typing, or good at something. But whatever that capacity is, we shall try to use that to help the devotees. We want to be assisting the devotees. But our idea of assisting the devotees and the senior devotees' idea of assisting need to be checked and balanced just to make sure that, okay, from above, really I'm getting a tick mark and not just, oh, do as you like, that we're getting approval. But the example also comes that if you are not a good cook, but there is a good cook present, then we help the good cook. Then what is coming? Chopping the vegetables and doing this, that and the other. If we assist the good cook, then everything is going to be done nicely. But if we say, no, I'm going to cook, you go into the garden and do the gardening and try to assert ourself, then what will be? It will, first of all, be some disrespect for the person who has that savor, but also by my asserting, thinking, oh, I'm a good cook, but the others are actually saying, he thinks he's a good cook, but it doesn't really taste very good, does it? So we want the good cook to be doing the good cooking for the satisfaction of the Lord and the devotees. And on that cooking thing, we even have examples, really, where devotees kind of think they're a good cook, but everybody else thinks, oh my goodness, are they cooking today? So, the ego part wants to be We want to check the ego part and just submit. But our capacity that has been given to us by the Lord, then that capacity, if it is the wish of the senior Vaishnavas, that capacity will be used nicely for the Lord. So this is why musicians and all kinds of people, they're doing all sorts of service using their talents, but under guidance. And we know that Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada who came to the West, that what we hear from all of those, or most of those that we speak with who had his association, he was expert in seeing the quality of the devotee and engaging everybody, like without fail. Anybody, however looking, how can we engage him? You know, everybody, Srila Prabhupada could engage in some service, and by engaging them in service, brought out their good qualities. And we pray for seva. It is told that chanting Hare Krishna, the Maha Mantra, if we make any prayer with that mantra, the prayer is, please give me seva. It's a prayer for seva. And more than just any seva, Guru Maharaj says that if we will get responsible seva, this will be very helpful for us, because automatically our mind will be taken up by that service. We're not trying to bring our mind back, back to thinking of our seva. Rather, when we have some responsible seva, the mind is overcome by how can I do it, and every moment and thoughtless thinking is somehow geared to accomplishing what that responsible service is. So we are praying for seva, and any responsible seva will come, that is wonderful. But if also we are asked to weed the garden and we think, oh, but I have a degree in higher mathematics and this, that and the other. No, that's not for me. But if really we're asked to weed the garden by senior devotees, then we must think, okay, yes, I should weed the garden. It's Krishna's garden. Then there's some reason for this. We understand life comes from life, etc. So many things we can learn from any one activity. We mustn't think, oh, I am a qualified mathematician. Why will I weed the garden?
Praneshwara Didi is sending her dandavats.
Hare Krishna.
Jaya Nitai, humblest pranams from the heart. May heavens keep blessing you for our benefit as we thrive under your guidance and exemplary dedicated mood.
Hare Krishna.
And also Rosemary Didi from Brazil and Dhananjaya Das.
Hare Krishna. Dandavat, dandavat, dandavat to all of you. And to what's the news of Maha Mantra Prabhu? You see, this is very one way because I can't hear the answer. Maha Mantra Prabhu. We want to know his news.
No news from him.
No, okay, but
yet.
From Pranesh. He is Praneshwari Didi's son. And he's married and with a child, but very good devotee. We think of him from time to time, remember his good, really good devotional qualities, how much he's assisted in Navadvipa over the years. Praneshwari Didi's son, tall. Tall, humble, devoted, good devotee.
Another question. My spiritual life became not spiritual. My spiritual life became not spiritual.
My spiritual life became not spiritual. Oh dear.
I'm doing routine things every day, and they are not related with spirituality externally. Tell me, what shall I do for not losing the mood of service completely?
Yes. Get up in the morning 1 hour earlier. Really, it is possible. Go to bed a little earlier, maybe, but get up 1 hour earlier and use that 1 hour for some actual sadhana. in the line of our Gurudev, Gurudev, Guru Maharaj, what we will get from them is everything. And to give that time so that you can do your chanting and reading and hearing also. You can hear. We have so many lectures and talks and things and videos too, where you can see Gurudev, see Guru Maharaj, as close as you can to, I mean, it's miraculous. When before can you sit and watch our Gurudev speaking 30 years ago? It is, we take it for granted and we think that all of this electronic stuff is for, I don't know what. But just because it's used for I don't know what doesn't mean that it doesn't have its use for devotion. And that is really why it's all there. It's there for us. And sadhana, we are in the sadhana bhakti stage. It's not a four-letter word, sadhana. It's like seven or eight letters. Anyway, it's sadhana. Gurudev and Guru Maharaj, why they established the routine in the temple in Navadvip. It's the like the good example of what is good for everyone, that we need to give ourselves the propaganda to ourselves, not the propaganda of the newspaper and the news and the garbage, like crows going to the garbage. We need to give ourselves the nourishment. Not only what you eat is not only what you put in your mouth, what you consume. It's not just your mouth, it's your ears, it's your eyes, it's your environment. So we want to make that nourishing. And our spiritual life, when we notice, and you see, the devotee has noticed, oh, I notice my spiritual life has become non-spiritual. I'm more or less all the time doing other things. But that's a good place to start, because then it's our nudge from inside, from our, actually, Chaitu Guru is telling us, we need to do something, start, make a New Year's resolution, something. We need to try to start to do something about it. We're noticing. So not to leave it, but try to address the issue straight away. And really, we can get up 1 hour earlier. So when you need to, when your day normally will start at 7 a.m., get up at 6 a.m. If your day normally starts at 6, get up at 5. And use that hour, not for just taking longer to do what you would have done, but make that hour nothing to do with anything else. The phone is not on, the this is not on, everything else is not on, and the morning time, there's another expression, morning shows the day. So to get up early, start the day in a good way, and by doing systematic chanting some japa and reading some of the book and going systematically through, I mean, where, I don't know who it is or where it is, but I mean, I can recommend Loving Search to the Lost Servant to practically everybody. Anybody who will read a little bit of that book and try to remember throughout the day, all of us who've been doing it, and some of us here have been doing like this, then it is nourishment throughout the whole day. And then in the evening, give yourself anyway half an hour, if not 1 hour. But in the evening, try to put your other duties, your family duties, the television duties, and all those other duties, put them in their particular place. There's no place for the television duty, but the family duty, you've got some family duty. And give yourself at least half an hour in the evening for your Gayatri, some japa, just a little reading before you go to bed. And if you get up an hour earlier, you're going to be ready to go to bed an hour earlier. It is a fact. But we are in the sadhana bhakti stage. We need this sadhana. We need to nourish ourselves. And many times we've used the example, we need food every day. If your wife or you doesn't cook you lunch or your dinner, you're not going to be very happy. What? I'm going to be weak and I'm going to be hungry, everything else. The same thing, if we don't have our spiritual food, we're going to be weak and we're going to be hungry. So we're going to be also ill. If you don't eat properly, then you're not going to be nourished. This is the modern world where everybody seems to know about vitamin A, B, C, D, E, F, A, 1, A, 2, 99, and everything else. They seem to know, with much faith in the scientist, that, you know, we need all these things. So everyone's very conscious about getting nourishment for the body, but nourishment for the real important thing in the body, which is the soul, the you, the person, this comes from our sadhana. So my advice, tomorrow morning, get up 1 hour earlier. And then, okay, you're going to be tired. Tomorrow night, you'll be tired. When you go to rest, you'll rest straight away. And then that 1 hour is kind of the minimum. After that, you can get up 2 hours earlier. Why not? You'll be surprised. You get up at 3:30 in the morning, you're not going to die. And you might be surprised how refreshed you'll be by getting up early in the morning. Well, go to sleep at 9 in the evening or 9:30. Then if you go to sleep at 9:30, wake up at 3:30, you've got 6 hours sleep. It's a normal matter. And you look at the life of the great souls. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you see his diary, his life. He's going to bed early. And they say, I don't know who they are, but the rest you get before midnight is worth double what you get after midnight. So things like this, even the, you know, the mundane people who are concerned about the physical things, that they say these things. But spiritually, we know that Brahma Muhurta is a very good time. But anyway, even the dullest person can understand that 3:30, 4 in the morning, you come outside and it's a very shanti time. It's a very good time. And when the rest of the world, if everyone follows this advice, then okay, others may be getting up too. But you can be sure that there's only going to be a few people following the advice. So most of the world is going to be still fast asleep. Anyway, some simple advice like this, and as you can, to make your day thinking about what you read in the morning. More and more, your daily activities, you'll see the hand of the Lord behind it, and He will show His hand more. As we please Him, He will reciprocate. He wrote a book that tells all about this. It's called Bhagavad Gita. Actually, He spoke the book. But but we are all in the waves. This world is full of waves. Everything is waves. And we are in the waves of enthusiasm and unenthusiasm, enthusiasm and unenthusiasm. But the waves will even out, but we need to be consistent. We need to know we're on a journey. Sometimes it's likened to being on a journey in the ocean. But in the ocean, you know you can't just stop somewhere. Your boat will be just blown here and there and anywhere, and then you start to get back on course again, you'll find, I've lost, you know, what the headway I made, now I've been pushed back and everything. So we want to try to keep some headway going forwards. Other examples, Guru Maharaj saying, but swimming, talking about the water, swimming, we are accepting and moving forward, we're always moving, and we stop moving and then start to sink into the water. Riding a bicycle, you move and you're going on. You stop riding a bike, unless you're one of these like 12-year-old kids you see in the park that can stand on the bicycle and do all these things. But we won't think we're them. That's an exceptional person. If you stop going forwards, then you have difficulty. So we need to try to always go forward. It may not feel like we are going forward, but we're rowing the boat. And from time to time, there'll be some lighthouse saying, oh yes, you're on the right way. And the gurus and the advice of the gurus have been given like lighthouses. Guru Maharaj says, giving us confirmation. But we need to keep rowing. And, okay, another thing is sadhu sangha, association of devotees. Of course, in the association of devotees, then we will naturally be encouraged. So always try, make an excuse. Sometimes we say to devotees, look, we had such a wonderful festival somewhere. Now we are going to go on, but you have to make excuses to have festivals. On special days, this, that and the other, find some excuses. Because when the devotees come together, everyone's very nourished and happy. But when we're all staying separate, even though maybe living within some radius, then it's difficult to maintain one's enthusiasm. And we need to be enthusiastic. Somebody else gave us that advice, Rupa Goswami, said we must be enthusiastic. So when we see our enthusiasm is going down, it is very good to inquire, yes, how can I become enthusiastic? And I don't know where you live, but Australia is asking everybody to come for the summer festival for Christmas and New Year. So come to summer festival for Christmas and New Year in Australia. It's summer in Australia, remember. So if like today it's -9 degrees in St. Petersburg, then try to come. But if Preetu Prabhu in St. Petersburg, if you have the blessing of the senior devotees. Don't just leave St. Petersburg. But today is -9 degrees in St. Petersburg. But now the winter is coming on there. But in Australia, the summer is coming. Because they're all upside down in Australia. Yes?
Another question. I want to live an easy life. How can I reach it?
An easy life.
An easy life.
Well, man proposes, God disposes is one thing. But the easiest life is really, that means a life without suffering. We can say that, what is the definition of an easy life? A life which is without suffering and is with joy and happiness. So, come to the devotees. This is the advice. Come to the devotees. Come to the summer festival in Australia. And then, even difficult things are easy, actually, with the devotees. And there isn't in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's some verse, the pandits, they probably know. Then, if you remember Mahaprabhu, even difficult things become easy. When you forget Mahaprabhu, the easy things become difficult. So, to have an easy life, remember Mahaprabhu. There we are, there's some prescription from the scripture. For an easy life, remember Mahaprabhu, because the difficult things will become easy. But we'll all be doing something. And we'll have automatic engagement, means we'll be engaged automatically. It's not going to be a matter of signing in at 9, finishing at 5, and signing in and ask, okay, what is my duty today? But we'll have our engagement from beginning of the day to the end of the day. But that's an easy life when it's with the devotees and Mahaprabhu. Maybe you're going to get tired with our physical body, but it is a gentle life. And another point with this is that Guru Maharaj also says that what kind of life is it where you have to labor to live? You are forced to labor just to get some food and a roof over your head. You have to go and work in the factory. And like, what kind of life is that? So this question has got some foundation in the world that we live in. So many people, 30 years, they're in a job they don't even like because they're afraid of losing their pension and this, that, and the other. And I've definitely met people, and I met some quite responsible people. They're just waiting for the day they retire. They're waiting for that day. I have another 4 years, 3 years, 2 years, 1 year. Oh, I got a disease. Then retire, and after 6 months, then, you know, in difficulty. But waiting for that day to retire, this idea that to labor, to live, it is not dignified. And Guru Maharaj makes that point, that it is undignified to labor, to live. But in Krishna's land, in the devotional plane, it's not labor, to live. It's a labor of love. A mother to her child, 24-hour engagement, 1 a.m., 3 a.m., 5 a.m. But it's not a labor of, it's a labor of love. It's automatic. And it's not for any return also. She's not doing it, you know, with this big investment. Oh, in 40 years' time, he's going to, oh, no, what, maybe 30 years' time, he's going to be able to support me. You know, I doubt whether any mother is going to go through, you know, looking after the baby and all these things all the way through, just thinking, oh, he's going to support me in 30 years' time. That's why I'm doing this. It's not why she's looking after the child. She's doing it out of love and affection. And this is maybe our nearest example, we're told, that the affection of a mother to a child is the nearest example of automatic, unmotivated, loving relationship in the material world, some example of that. But we can even do that with Krishna. Well, maybe we can't, but maybe you can, means those who, I mean, really super elevated. What austerities and pious activities did Nanda Maharaj do to have Krishna as his son? What pious activities did Yashoda do to have Krishna as her son? These expressions we've got there. But the Lord's land is a land of automatic activity through affection and love. But labor is not the right word for that. But that idea that, yes, to labor, to live, that it's a difficult life because we have to do so many things we don't want to do. Yes, so let it be a wake-up call for making ourselves able to get entrance into the land where we don't have to labor to live. In fact, everyone will look after us. Everybody will look after us. And we will look after everybody else. Others who are coming and going, we will look after them, and they're looking after us. The opposite of this world, where everyone is looking after me first, thinking we have to exploit to get our life. But there, everyone is looking after everybody else with one very common focus interest in the center. That is the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, Reality the Beautiful. He is at the center. That is the common factor. And in Navadvip, we lived the life with Gurudev at the center, and earlier with Guru Maharaj at the center. And everything we're doing with all the devotees, it is all affectionate dealings amongst the devotees everywhere, but there is also one common central theme with everybody, that everyone is centered on Gurudev or Guru Maharaj in the earlier days. And in the upper plane, they're also like this, centered on Guru. The Guru may not be in the man form, Guru is in the lady form. Also, we know this. But that is all centered on the service of Krishna. So in the temple, we get some glimpse of this, some idea of this. The devotees are centered on Guru, and the Guru is centered on the service of Krishna. But actually, how is he centered on the service of Krishna? Because he's centered on his guru and looking after everybody in that context. And Navadvip life, maybe it was a full life, but it, in the terms of easy, it was, I don't think easy is the right word, but it was wholesome and natural and definitely not a labor, hard labor to work situation at all. It was, we are doing more work than average, you know, person 9 to 5 or something, no doubt, but it is just sweet and automatic environment. It is life, lifestyle. There are people in this world who have occupations, which is their hobby or their interest. I mean, I used to run safaris. it wasn't for money. It was for running. I mean, it was for doing the safaris and, you know, getting paid for it as well. Okay, but we ran safaris. But it wasn't a 9 to 5 job. You're doing that all the time. But there are many people in the world who do things like that, which are their interest that they do. But when that interest will be Krishna-centered, Guru-centered, Vaishnava-centered, then everything falls into place. And actually, it was while running those safaris that I got the books which are telling us all about this. And then they're thinking, yeah, there is a proper place to use your energy. So for an easy life, don't run safaris, but do do come to the temple, chant Hare Krishna, and be happy. And there are many other aspects we can say. If you want an easy life, Gurudev will tell you also. Humility, tolerance, and giving honor to others. This is the way not to have aggression from the environment. If you don't aggress, the environment doesn't aggress. Every action, there is equal and opposite reaction. When there is anger, when there's intolerance, when there's pride, all these things, it is bringing the reaction. But humility, tolerance, giving honor to others, this way, then the environment will also treat with humility, tolerance, and giving honor. Not that that's what you want, but basically, we're asking about how to have an easy life. This is one way to be in harmony, harmonious dealings with the environment. And Gurudev stressed this 368 days of the year. I was going to say maybe 350 days. Maybe there's a couple of weeks in overall where he didn't mention. But I think those days when he did mention, it was at least a value of 2 days or something. So it must be more than 365 days. Yes, you have a piece of paper with lots of things on.
Kunti Priya Didi is sending her dandavads.
Which Priya?
To all. Kunti Priya.
Kunti Priya, okay.
Kunti Priya Didi, yes. And the question from Yuvati Didi. From St. Petersburg, Russia.
Yes.
What is the custom in India that involves children in the temple's life? What was Gurudev's attitude towards devotees having children?
Okay, in the temple, so in Nabadeep temple, there were no families, basically. It was a brahmachari sannyasi ashram. So when devotees would take the step to enter married life, then they would move to somewhere else. They would get their family. It's called grihastha, the householder, somebody who has their own house. So in general, that would be the way devotees would get married, and then they're having their house. But this is India. And it is Chaitanya Sarasvat Math. And we know by time, place, and circumstance around the world, there may be different arrangements. But generally speaking, we can be direct and say that Gurudev did not encourage going into family life. Because if really you can tolerate and out of circumstance not enter family life, you can use all your energy in related devotional service. But at the same time, Gurudev was very practical about family life. And he said some very encouraging things to the devotees who've taken to family life. And the point is that when the step is taken, when the decision is there, then Gurudev is giving all support, everything, and giving, as I say, some really very encouraging words for the family householders. And then their responsibility will be first for the family, that obviously you've got to have food on the table and a place to live, but not to neglect the temple and the seva services of the temple with whatever extra energy you have, then to render service to the devotees and deities. And when Gurudev's own brother made the step to get married, he was a brahmachari in the mat, Vishwarup Prabhu. He was running the printing press. Not the very beginning when we were there, but then in the 80s, in mid-80s maybe, the early mid-80s, he was running the printing press, the physical printing press that if you leave your hand in too long, you lose your finger or your thumb. That printing press he was running. And by the way, I saw our printer in India this time, and he's without a thumb from that printing press. So many of the printers from the old days, they're without a finger, a thumb and everything, and he's without a thumb from that old type of printing press. But anyway, Vishwarupuru, he had all his fingers, everything, but he went to family life. And Guru Maharaj's instruction to him was that, now you have made this decision to go into the family life, you know everything, you've been brahmachari in the temple, you know everything, I'm not going to say anything, that's decided by you. Now, your first duty is to the maintenance of your family and giving them food, shelter, etc. But with your extra energy, you serve the deities. This is Guru Maharaj in those days. And Vishwarupa Prabhu, he passed away before Gurudev. He lived a householder life, and then he came, he knew he's going to die. And I mean, he knew that day or something that he's going to die. He was sick and terminally going to die. And he came, I remember him coming to the temple, and then the next day, I think, like almost immediately, he came to the temple. He just wanted to die in the temple and be in the temple. And he came, and next chapter of his life started in Chaitanya Sarasakman. Hare Krishna. And Dhananjaya Prabhu, another brother of Gurudev. And Gurudev. All right, well, we didn't chant any bhajan. You've been saved from me singing. We didn't chant any bhajan, but around the world, please do remember it is Kartik time. We've just got maybe 2 days left. And it is very good, any time of the year, but especially in Kartik, to try to at least 1 or 2 days throughout Kartik do the full morning programs. If you haven't yet done the full morning program and full evening program, then now's your chance. See whether tomorrow you can try a full morning program and a full evening program of Kartik. Look in the song book, it gives which songs, extra songs are sung in Kartik. In the back of the book, it explains which songs are sung in Kartik. And today is Ekadashi. On Ekadashi in the evening, they're chanting Shuddha Bhakata Charana Renu. This is very traditional. And in Navadvip, they'll be chanting the Shikshastakam songs, in addition to all the other kirtans too. And in the evening in Navadvip, they read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Here we're reading in the morning from Chaitanya Charitamrita. But there they're reading in the evening from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. All right, so I shall take my leave from all the devotees, and I'm still getting through replying to people I've not replied to. So those of you who are waiting for a reply, replies are coming, please wait. Including Mahimamaya, I know you wrote me a letter before with some question, and that I shall answer also. So I shall take your leave, and now who is a good kirtan singer? It's not me. Who would like to lead Shuddha Bhakata Charana Renu? Because here it's Ekadashi. I don't know, in different places around the world it may be a different day, but you can share our Ekadashi day. Who is your kirtan leader? Abhiram Prabhu. Okay, so you can turn the cameras to Abhiram Thakur Prabhu, and he shall be our lead kirtan singer for Shuddha Bhakata Charana Renu. Do you want a book stand? I'm here. I have. Thank you very much. But I think Abhiram Prabhu needs a book stand. Jai, wonderful Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj ki jai. Wonderful Srila Bhakti Rokok Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj ki jai. Sri Rupanu Guguru Vaga ki jai. Sri Giriraj Govaran ki jai. All the assembled devotees ki jai. Sri Chaitanya Sarasat Mat ki jai. Sri Chaitanya Sarasat Acharya Vrinda ki jai. Sri Harinam Sankirtan ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo.
Shuddha Bhakata Charana Renu Bhajana Anupuvan.
Shuddha Bhakata Charana Renu Bhajana Anupuvan.
Shuddha Bhakata Charana Renu Bhajana
Bhakata Charana Renu Bhajana Anukula.
Bhakata Seva Paramasivi Vimala Jiga Mula.
Bhakata Seva
Yeah. sada jache
Redanga bhaja shunite mana Avasara sada jache
Gaura dikita kirtana shuni
Gaura
Ananda hridaye nache
Gopal Govindaram Shri Madhusudan
Nityananda Sri Advaita Chandra Gadadhara Srivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Rupa Sanatana Bhakta Raghunatha Sri Jiva Gopala Bhakta Dasa Raghunatha Chai Gosai Kori Charana Vandana Jaha Hoite Vignana Shabishta Purana Chai Gosai Jamu Itaradasa Tasavara Padarenu Panchagrasa Karera Charana Sebi Bhakta Sanevasa Janame Janame Mora Abilasa Chai Gosai Jabe Braje Koilabasa Radha Krishna Nitya Lila Korela Prakasha Anande Bolo Hari Bhajya Vrindavana Sri Guru Vaishnava Pare Majaya Mana Sri Guru Vaishnava Pada Padma Kore Asha Hari Nama Sankirtana Kohe Narottama Dasa Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Nitai Gora Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol Nitai Gora Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitai Gora Hari Bol. Nitai Gora Hari, Nitai Gora Hari. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai Jai Om Vishnu Pad Srila Bhakti Rokhok Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai Jai Om Vishnu Pad Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasati Thakur Prabhupada Ki Jai Jai Shri Rupanu Guru Vaga Ki Jai Jai Shri yes, Shri Giriraj Govardhanju Ki Jai Nabadeep Saprika Shri Guru Gauranga Gandhava Govinda Sundarju Ki Jai Shri Chaitanya Sarasatmat Ki Jai Jai Shri Aparada Banjan Pat Kala Deep Dham Ki Jai Shri Nabadeep Dham Ki Jai, Shri Gangamayi Ki Jai, Jai Shri Govinda Kund in Nabadeep Ki Jai, Jai Shri Giriraj Govardhan in Nabadeep Ki Jai, Shri Sadashiva Gangadharju Ki Jai, Jai Shri Jamunamayi ki Jai Shri Radha Madana Mohan Radha Govinda Radha Gopinath Ju ki Jai and Jai Shri Shri Guru Gauranga Gandhava Rasa Bihari Ju ki Jai Jai Shri Radha Damada Ju ki Jai and in Radha Damara's temple, who knows the deities? Shri Shri Radha Vrindavan Chandra ki Jai Shri Lalita Radha Damara ki Jai Jai Shri Radha Madhava ki Jai Shri Radha Chayal Chikan ki Jai and Giriraj of Sanatan Goswami's Giriraj with the footprint, hoof print, flute print, and stick print in. Ki Jai. And Jai Srila Rupa Goswami's Bhajan Kutiya Ki Jai. Shri Rupa Goswami's Bhajan Samadhi Mandir Ki Jai. Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada's quarters Ki Jai. Jai Srila Jiva Goswami Samadhi Mandir Ki Jai, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Samadhi Mandir Ki Jai, Srila Saraswati Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's Pushpa Samadhi Ki Jai, and Guru Maharaj's Pushpa Samadhi Ki Jai, Jai Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Memorial Building Ki Jai, Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham Parikrama Ki Jai, Jai Shri Govardhan Ki Jai, Jai Shri Anugiriraj in Govardhan Ki Jai, Shri Manasi Ganga Ki Jai, Shri Haridev Ki Jai, and Jai Shri Govardhan Parikrama Ki Jai. Jai Shri Chiang Mai devotees Ki Jai, all the assembled devotees Ki Jai, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai, Shri Chaitanya Saraswata Acharya Vrinda Ki Jai, Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai, Nitai Gaur Premanandi, Hari Hari Bo.
Srila Bhakti Ranjan Muthusudan Maharaj Ki Jai.